Listen up, athletes. Lactate blood testing transforms your Ironman training from guesswork into a precise, data-driven process. By measuring blood lactate concentrations, you can objectively identify your metabolic limits, calibrate your training zones, and track exactly how your physiology adapts across the swim, the bike, and the run. This scientific approach eliminates reliance on perceived effort, ensuring every single training hour builds genuine fitness, not just accumulated fatigue. Let's break down the core physiology and thresholds. Resting lactate levels typically range from 1 to 2 millimoles per liter. But during exercise, two critical thresholds dictate your endurance performance. First, we have LT1, or the aerobic threshold. This occurs around 2 to 2.5 millimoles per liter and marks the highest intensity you can sustain for 3 to 4 hours. That makes it your ideal pacing benchmark for Ironman events. Then we hit LT2, or the anaerobic threshold, which typically appears near 4 millimoles per liter. This represents the exact point where lactate production outpaces your body's ability to clear it. Efforts at this level are only sustainable for 30 to 60 minutes. Exceeding it during long-distance training rapidly depletes your glycogen stores and can completely ruin your subsequent race performance. Now, look at the numbers. Elite athletes can sustain LT2 at 85 to 95% of their maximum capacity, while beginners often hit that wall at just 55 to 65%. Peak lactate values after maximal efforts can easily exceed 20 millimoles per liter, but remember, Ironman-specific testing focuses on those sustainable, steady-state ranges. So, how do we read these results and track your progress? Lactate testing reveals exactly how efficiently your body processes energy. Progress is confirmed through 5 measurable indicators. First, a rightward shift in your lactate curve means you can sustain higher power outputs or faster paces at identical lactate concentrations. Second, lower lactate readings at previously challenging intensities prove improved metabolic efficiency and better oxygen delivery to your muscles. Third, active recovery clears lactate significantly faster than passive rest. You'll see trained athletes drop 1.3 millimoles per liter during light movement versus just 0.3 at complete rest. Fourth, stable lactate levels during extended efforts indicate a balanced production to clearance ratio, which is a true hallmark of race-ready conditioning. Fifth, pushing your threshold to a higher percentage of your maximum heart rate, or VO2 max, confirms enhanced aerobic capacity and serious mitochondrial development. This brings us to setting and adjusting your training zones. Accurate zone assignment is the primary benefit of testing. Zone 2 training, which should comprise 80% of your total training volume, must remain strictly below 2 millimoles per liter. This builds mitochondrial density and fat oxidation without accumulating fatigue. Your race pace should be set between LT1 and just below LT2. Because muscle recruitment and biomechanics differ drastically between disciplines, you must conduct this testing separately for swimming, cycling, and running. You'll notice running thresholds typically register about 5 beats per minute higher than cycling thresholds at the same effort. Swimming uniquely impacts cardiovascular function and blood flow distribution, often temporarily reducing cycling efficiency, which underscores the absolute need for sport-specific zone calibration. Also, keep in mind that indoor and outdoor conditions may shift your zones by 5 to 10 beats per minute or 10 to 15 watts, requiring environment-specific adjustments. Now, let's talk about recognizing plateaus and overtraining. Lactate data serves as your early warning system for training mismanagement. If you see stagnant thresholds or leftward curve shifts, that indicates insufficient adaptation or overtraining. A critical overtraining marker is a paradoxical drop in both submaximal and peak lactate values. You might see peak concentrations fall by up to 50% alongside declining performance, poor sleep, and irritability. When plateaus occur, structured active recovery periods of 1 to 2 weeks, combined with prioritized sleep, are far more effective than simply increasing your training load. Shorter, easier sessions allow accumulated adaptations to surface and reset your metabolic efficiency. Let's cover testing frequency and implementation. Testing protocols involve incremental 12 to 20 minute stages with blood samples taken at rest, and every 3 to 5 minutes as intensity increases. Beginners experience rapid metabolic adaptations and should retest every 4 to 6 weeks. Experienced athletes can space assessments 8 to 12 weeks apart, or quarterly, aligning tests with your training block transitions. Field tests, such as a 30-minute all-out effort, can approximate your lactate threshold heart rate for ongoing zone adjustments. The data should drive dynamic zone updates rather than rigid calendar schedules, ensuring your training intensities always match your current physiological capacity. Here are your critical takeaways. Lactate testing provides objective proof of fitness gains, eliminates zone confusion, and prevents counterproductive training. By tracking threshold shifts, discipline-specific responses, and recovery metrics, you can precisely dial in your Ironman pacing, optimize aerobic development, and strategically manage fatigue. Regular, data-driven adjustments ensure every training hour translates into measurable race day performance, turning physiological effort into a competitive advantage. Now, let's get to work.